Monday, 1:37 a.m. How did I get here? Can someone please tell me that? Not in this kitchen, I mean in this life. It is the morning of the school carol concert and I am hitting mince pies. No, let us be quite clear about this. I am distressing mince pies, an altogether more demanding and subtle process. Discarding the Sainsbury luxury packaging, I winkle the pies out of their pleated foil cups, place them on a chopping board, and bring down a rolling pin on their blameless floury faces. With a firm downward motion, you can start a crumbly little landslide, giving the pastry a pleasing homemade appearance. And homemade is what I'm after here. Home is where the heart is. Home is where the good mother is, baking for her children. All this trouble because of a letter Emily brought back from school 10 days ago, now stuck on the fridge with a tinky-winky magnet, asking if parents could please make a voluntary contribution of appropriate festive refreshments for the Christmas party they always put on after the carols. But do not be deceived by the strenuous tone of informality or the outbreak of chummy exclamation marks, oh no. Notes from school are written in code, a code buried so cunningly in the text that it could only be deciphered at Bletchley Park or by guilty women in the advanced stages of sleep deprivation. Take that word parents, for example. When they write parents, what they really mean, what they still mean, is mothers. And voluntary. Voluntary is teacher speak for on pain of death and or your child failing to gain a place at the senior school of your choice. As for appropriate festive refreshments, these are definitely not something bought by a lazy cheat in a supermarket. Even before I was really old enough to understand what being a woman meant, I already understood that the world of women was divided in two. There were proper mothers, self-sacrificing bakers of apple pies and well-scrubbed invigilators of the wash tub, and there were the other sort. At the age of 35, I know precisely which kind I am. And I suppose that's what I'm doing here in the small hours of the 13th of December, hitting mince pies with a rolling pin till they look like something mother made. Women used to have time to make mince pies and had to fake orgasms. Now we can manage the orgasms, but we have to fake the mince pies. And they call this progress. Kate, what do you think you're doing? It's 2 o'clock in the morning. Richard is standing in the kitchen doorway, wincing at the light. Rich, with his acres of English reasonableness and his fraying kindness. Slow Richard, my American colleague Candy calls him, because work at his ethical architecture firm has slowed almost to a standstill, and it takes him half an hour to take the bin out, and he's always telling me to slow down. I can see his point, but what's the alternative? Going to school this afternoon and brazen it out, slam a box of Sainsbury's finest down on the table of festive offerings? Then, to the mummy who's never there, and the mummy who shouts, Emily can add, the mummy who didn't make an effort. 20 years from now, when my daughter is arrested in the grounds of Buckingham Palace for attempting to kidnap the king, a criminal psychologist will appear on the news and say, friends trace the start of Emily Shattuck's mental problems to a school carol concert where her mother, a shadowy presence in her life, humiliated her in front of her classmates. Kate, hello. I need the sieve, Richard. What for? So I can cover the mince pies with icing sugar. Why? Because they're too evenly coloured and everyone at school will know I haven't made them myself, that's why. Richard blinks slowly, like Stan Laurel taking in another fine mess. Katie, are you mad? You only got back from the States 3 hours ago. No one expects you to produce anything for the carol concert. Well, I expect me to. The anger in my voice takes me by surprise and I notice Richard flinch. So where has Paula hidden the sodding sieve? Rich looks older suddenly. My lovely, funny Richard, who once looked at me as Dennis Quaid looked at Ellen Barkin in The Big Easy. And now, 13 years into an equal, mutually supportive partnership, looks at me the way a smoking beagle looks at a medical researcher. Aware that such experiments may need to be conducted for the sake of human progress, but still somehow pleading for release. Don't shout, he sighs. Anyway, Paula hasn't hidden it. You've got to stop blaming the nanny for everything, Kate. The sieve lives in the drawer next to the microwave. No, it lives right here in this cupboard. Not since 1997, it doesn't. Are you implying that I haven't used my own sieve for 3 years? Darling, to my certain knowledge, you have never met your Siv. Please come to bed. You have to be up in 5 hours. Seeing Richard go upstairs, I long to follow him, but I can't leave the kitchen in this state.